Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi everyone, I'm Pauline. So glad you're with us today. Today's topic is sports.
And the title of our lesson is Basketball's Stephen Curry. Basketball's Stephen Curry. So we are learning about basketball. And we are also learning about a very good player. His name is Stephen Curry.
I'm learning a lot. And usually people just call him Steph Curry, right? I am learning a thing or two. But this guy is so famous, most people already knew about him.
Very good. Yes, Stephen Curry is an NBA basketball player. So let's learn a thing or two about him. But first, let's go to Christina. She has our keywords for the day.
Hello, 我们今天要来聊聊NBA 勇士队的 Stephen Curry. 他2015得到第一个 MVP, 成为最有价值的球员。2016年又带领球队拿下73胜,创新的 NBA 的纪录。名词 record 就是纪录。They set a new NBA record. 同时他2016年再次赢得 MVP 的头衔。动词赢得或赚得就是 earn. He earned another MVP title.2016年选 MVP 的时候 ,Curry 是 NBA 史上得到全数通过的 MVP 获奖人。换句话说他得到所有人的票。投票的票可以用名词 vote。He got all the votes。Curry 的父亲以前也是 NBA 的球员但真正教导他要认真做训练的是他的妈妈。His mom taught him to train hard。动词 train 就是训练。Curry 是在2009年正式加入 NBA 的。他第一年的成绩就非常的惊人。He always scores the highest. 这里的 score 当动词是得分的意思。到底得多高的分数呢？他一年里每一场比赛都至少得到22分。He scored more than 22 points per game. 名词 point 就是得分或是比分。
Hi friends, today we are going to talk about basketball. Stephen Curry is a great NBA basketball player. He joined the Golden State Warriors in 2009. Since then, he has become one of professional basketball's top players. His excellent shooting skills helped the Warriors win the NBA championship in 2015.He was also named MVP that year. The following year, he led the team to an NBA record 73 wins and earned another MVP title.
Steph Curry is a great NBA basketball player. That is a good enough reason to talk about him today. But he also won the championship this year.
Who else played with him?
He also played with Kevin Durant. I think our friends know who he is, too.
Oh, did he win an MVP?
Yes, he was the MVP of the championship games.
That is the award for the best player, right? It means
Oh, yes.
Most valuable player?
Most valuable player, that's correct.
Okay, so after 2009, since then...Curry has become one of professional basketball's top players. Let's go to Rebecca for more about this. Hello, friends. It always makes me smile when I think of you. Well, right now, you get to learn a new grammar point. Today, you're going to learn how to use the words since then. For example, since then, Tom has earned the best grades in the class. Or, since then, my parents have taken a vacation every year. You can do this, so don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. That was very helpful. So, Curry is one of professional basketball's top players.
And this is because he has excellent skills.
You have excellent skills.
Aw, thanks, Peter. You have excellent skills. We all do. We have excellent skills, and that's today's
calendar phrase.
You have excellent skills.
You have excellent skills.
你的技巧超棒的。
I am an animal trainer.
You have excellent skills.
I can make the bear sit. Sit, bear.
Wow, you have excellent skills.
I can make the bear jump. Jump, bear.
Wow, you have excellent skills.
I can make the bear dance. Dance, bear.
Wow, you have excellent skills. And so does the bear. Wow, cool.
You have excellent skills.
You have excellent skills.
你的技巧超棒的。
That was a fun calendar phrase. So we learned a little bit more about Steph Curry's basketball career. He's excellent at shooting. His excellent shooting skills helped the Warriors win the NBA championship in 2015.
And then he was named MVP that year. We all know what that means now. Most valuable player.
The following year, he led the team to an NBA record of 73 wins and earned another MVP title.
Wow, that's a lot of MVPs. Well, let's take a closer look at the phrase the following year and see if Christina can help us out with that.
请你来看看这个句子。The following year, he led the team to an NBA record 73 wins. 我们要来看的是 the following year. 动词 follow 除了跟随的意思之外，也可以表达接下来或接在什么之后。所以现在分词 following 作为形容词用。The following year 就表示接下来的一年，也就是我们有时候会说的第二年怎么样。比如某个人去夏威夷旅游之后太喜欢那里了。She moved to Hawaii the following year. 旅行后的第二年她就搬去夏威夷了。如果有人出了车祸，车子损坏得很严重，结果 he bought a new car the following day. 他第二天就买了一辆新车。
In 2016, Curry became the first player to get all the votes for the year's MVP. He's also one of only 11 players to be named MVP 2 years in a row. Curry was born on March 14, 1988. He is the son of former NBA player Del Curry. Steph learned about basketball by watching and practicing with his father.But his mom taught him to train hard.
So we have learned a lot about this word MVP already. But Peter, why is it such a big deal?
Let's think about it this way. All the best players are playing together. Just imagine the best players playing their best every night. If you are the MVP, you are the best of the best.
Wow, that is pretty great. In 2016, Curry became the first player to get all the votes for the year's MVP. There are people that get to vote who they think is the best.
But in 2016, basically everyone agreed that it was the same person, Steph Curry. He's also one of only 11 players to be named MVP 2 years in a row.
Oh, in a row. That's a good phrase. That means 1 year after the next year. That has only happened with very few players.
Curry was born on March 14th, 1988. When we say a date, we use the word on. I will meet you on November 4th.
We learn more about his history. He is the son of former NBA player Del Curry. Former, that means in the past. His dad used to be a player too.
So I guess talent runs in the family.
He had a great teacher growing up. Stefan learned about basketball by watching and practicing with his father.
That is important. Parents help us become better. They spend time to help us. They want us to succeed.
His mom helped too. His mom taught him to train hard.
That is very important for any athlete. Well, friends, now it's time for a short break. We'll see you after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Hi, friends. Welcome back from the break. So, Peter, I know you like to play basketball and you like to watch basketball on TV, but have you ever gone to an NBA basketball game?
Yes, I have. It's fun to see those players in person. They are much taller than you really think that they look like on TV.
I'm sure they are, and I'm sure you had a lot of fun. Well, friends, today we're having fun learning about Stephen Curry. Let's continue to learn together with part three.
That training helped Curry play well in high school and college. He became a professional in 2009. In his first year, he scored more than 22 points per game. Curry went on to set regular season records for three-point shots. In the 2015 to 2016 season, he hit 402 three-point shots. With Curry playing well, the Warriors are one of the top teams in the NBA.
We were talking about Curry's parents. He watched his dad play, and his mom taught him to train hard.
That training helped Curry play well in high school and college. He knew how to work hard.
So, in his first year, he scored more than 22 points per game. That is not very common for rookies.
Rookies? What's that, Peter?
Oh, your first season. You are a rookie. 22 points per game? Wow. The word per here is kind of like the word for. For each game, he scored 22 points on average.
Curry went on to set regular season records for three-point shots. Let's visit Christina for more about this.
Curry 在创下了很多三分球的记录之后，又接下来创了例行赛中的三分球记录。Curry went on to set regular season records for three-point shots. 我们要学句型 go on to do something, 表示接下来做某件事。比如她先吃了一碗面，又接着吃了一个大汉堡。She went on to eat a big burger. 或者她读了一整天的书，吃了点东西之后又开始读书了。He went on to study again. 这些都是Go on to do something 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. Let's talk a little bit more about this record that Curry set.
He set the regular season record for three-point shots. In the 2015 through 16 season, he hit 402 three-point shots.
Wow. When you set a record, it is the best of something.Hey, did you know I set a record here? I ate the most pizza slices in 1 hour.
That's great.
Hey, I'm proud of that record. It's what makes me special.
Peter, records are nice, but that isn't really what is important.
I guess you're kind of right. Well, we all can't be Steph Curry, but we can be encouraged by him. we can try hard in what we do in our lives.
Yes, this was an inspiring lesson today, and I hope you have enjoyed it, friends, and enjoyed learning some good key words today, too. Let's review those together now.
Here's the first key word from today. Record. Record. A record number of people came.
Earn. Earn. How much money did you earn today?
Vote. Vote. How many votes did the mayor get?
Train. Train. Mary trains hard to be a good player.
Score. Score. Who scored the last goal?
Point. Point. Ben scored 15 points in the game. Okay, friends, those are your key words for today. They are very useful, so keep on practicing them. Now let's review our lesson from today one more time.
Hi, friends. Today we are going to talk about basketball. Stephen Curry is a great NBA basketball player. He joined the Golden State Warriors in 2009. Since then, he has become one of professional basketball's top players. His excellent shooting skills helped the Warriors win the NBA championship in 2015. He was also named MVP that year. The following year, he led the team to an NBA record 73 wins and earned another MVP title. In 2016, Curry became the first player to get all the votes for the year's MVP. He's also one of only 11 players to be named MVP 2 years in a row. Curry was born on March 14, 1988. He is the son of former NBA player Dell Curry. Steph learned about basketball by watching and practicing with his father, but his mom taught him to train hard. That training helped Curry play well in high school and college. He became a professional in 2009. In his first year, he scored more than 22 points per game. Curry went on to set regular season records for three-point shots. In the 2015-2016 season, he hit 402 three-point shots. With Curry playing well, the Warriors are one of the top teams in the NBA.
Wow, Steph Curry is so great.
She is?
Steph Curry isn't a she.
Oh, is Steph Curry a food? I like curry.
No, Steph Curry is a guy. He's a great basketball player.
Oh, a basketball player.
He's really good at shooting. He scores lots of points.
Oh, so he doesn't miss many shots.
That's right. He plays well. And his team is one of the top teams in the NBA.
Wow, that's great. What's NBA?
National Basketball Association.
Oh, right.
I wish I could play like Steph Curry.
Yeah, too bad you can't.
So can't you?
Yeah.
Go, 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 score, make that basket, and he did. Woohoo, yeah. Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File. I'm Jack. I'm watching an NBA basketball game. Do you watch NBA games? They can be very exciting. My favorite player is Steph Curry. Who's yours?
Basketball is a very popular sport around the world. Kids play it, adults play it, and professionals play it. In basketball, there are 5 players on each team. Each team tries to get the basketball into the other's net. Many people enjoy watching college basketball. It can be a very exciting game, but many more people like to watch the NBA. Those players are the best in the world, and they come from many countries of the world. Right now, there are 30 teams in the NBA, and millions of fans from countries around the world watch them. 2 of the best players are Stephen Curry and LeBron James. Their teams, the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers, played in the championship games this year. Both players are exciting to watch because they're such good shooters. LeBron has won 3 NBA championships and an NBA scoring title. To many, Stephen Curry is the greatest shooter in NBA history. He kept his team winning. Did you know these interesting facts about the NBA? The tallest player ever in the NBA was 7'7". He played just 5 seasons. The shortest NBA player was 5'3". He played in the NBA for 14 seasons. So you don't have to be really tall to be a successful professional basketball player.
Basketball is one of my favorite sports. I enjoy playing it, but I'm not very good. If you want to be really good, you must play a lot and practice a lot. That's what the players in the NBA do, and that is why they are so good. Well, I'm going out to shoot some baskets. I'll never be good enough for the NBA, but I can certainly have a good time. See you next time, everyone.
So, Peter, I heard this year the Warriors and Steph Curry won the championship, but it was last season, right?
Yes, it was in 2017 this year, but it was a season that is partly in one year and the other. So that was the 2016-17 season. You can say it that way.
Okay. And I remember that Stephen Curry played against another MVP player. We mentioned him, LeBron James.
Yes, it was very exciting to watch. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed watching today, and we'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.